Thank you very much for the introduction. The different stages in life that a person has. When you are a young boy, you are Mr. Englander's son, Rabbi Englander's son. Then you get older, so you become yourself, Englander. And it gets to a stage that you become Rabbi Englander's father, and that's how you get to be known, which is a very big schus. He's not in the room, so it's mitzvah svocho befonov. I can say I'm very honored that my son is affiliated with such beautiful community, with such beautiful kollel, and Baruch Hashem for the job that's being done. There is a medrash that says when Yaakov Avinu gave the broche to his children, Amalach agoy lo isi mikol ro. He says Yaakov Avinu finished off, and he says ve'id gul aroiv bekerev oretz. Ve'id gul, the medrash says loshun dogim, should be like fish. Many explanations. What does it mean? It should be like fish. The Medrash says that if you watch the nature of fish, fish are swimming in the ocean, in the yam, in the river. One thing that they are not short of is water. There's one thing fish have an ample supply is water. And nevertheless, when it starts raining, the nature of the fish is they jump up and they want to catch like another drop here, another drop there of fresh water. They have plenty of water, but a little fresh water. Baruch Hashem, the community is swimming in Teire, in the Shomayim, Tamidei Chachomim, the Kollel spreading the Oir HaTeire, distinguished Rabbonim in the community. But a guest comes from far away, and there may be a couple of droplets of certainly cold fresh water from Toronto, and people come to listen. The topic that we chose tonight is a famous topic. There's a loche based on a Mishnah Kiddushin Dav Chof Tes Amud Aleph. Women are mechuyovos as a rule in mitzvahs aseh, but the exception to the rule are mitzvahs aseh sheazman guromo, mitzvahs aseh that are time bound. Mitzvahs aseh that are time bound, women are exempt from the mitzvahs. Famous aloha, well-known aloha. The Gemara learns it out. We have a hekesh between Talmud Torah and Tefillin. But Talmud Torah, the Chumash says, "V'limaretem oisom es b'neichem, v'loy b'noiseichem." Noshim apeturus from Talmud Torah. And right after that is a mitzvah, "K'shartem lois al yadchem," the mitzvah of Tefillin. Tefillin, we don't wear Tefillin on Shabbos and Yontev. Therefore, Tefillin is a mitzvah, says she'as man gromo, so we compare. Just like Talmud Torah is an exception, and women do not have the mitzvah, so too, women don't have mitzvah saseh sheazman gromo. So therefore, women are peturos from pishma, tefillin, tzitzis, sukkah, lulav, shofar. There are a few exceptions to the rule. Women are mitzuyavim matzah, the Gemara learns that are from psukim, mitzvah the simcha, kiddush Friday night. And the mitzvahs drabonon, that the Gemara says, Afino you be oiso anes, Chanukah, Talakosos, Megillah. Even though the mitzvah says shazman gromo, noshim are mechuyovos. I'll tell you an interesting anecdote in my family. My daughter took a fair hair, that's the way it goes today, to get into a seminary. You know, it used to be I'm all you fair hair bochur, now you fair hair girls too. So the Rebbetzin, ask her the following question. Which of these two mitzvahs do women have to do, which one not? Shofar and shalashulis. Now, the general consensus of opinion would have been, certainly by people who are not that scholarly, well, shofar, women come to shul Rosh Hashanah. Who doesn't come to shul Rosh Hashanah? And in the afternoon, you have tkiyah shofar for the women. So, of course, women are mechuyev shalashulis, who eat shalashulis? The men go to shul, they eat shalashulis. But my daughter, Baruch Hashem, answered properly, exactly the opposite. Shalashulis, women are mechuyev, it's part of the mitzvahs of Shabbos, the Kiddush, they are mechuyev, and shofar is a mitzvah, says shazman gromo. She was accepted into the seminary, Baruch Hashem. Now, let me tell you a very interesting, shilas. There is a like this tanoim, Meseches Rosh Hashanah, at the end of Rosh Hashanah, Meseches Seidum in Tzadik Vov. The Gemara discusses the mitzvah of smicha, to put your hands by a korban, smicha by korbanes, and the Gemara says, Rabbi Yudo says, Bnei Yisrael somchim velo bnei Yisrael. Women, when they bring a korban, they don't put their hands on the korban. That's a whole discussion why. But Rashi says a very big chiddush, and this should be a big surprise to all of us. Rashi implies that women are not allowed to do mitzvahs aseh she'azman gromo. Why? Bal toisef. It's our yisofo. As we state in Rashi. Lamoche, Havadi, we don't pass like Rashi, as we're going to see, but Rashi is a tremendous chiddush. The Marsho, Shtelzach of Rashi, Ramalsho asks on Rashi, he says, what do you mean? The example of Bal Toisev in the Gemara is Rashi and Chumash also brings it. You know that you mechuyev to put in your tefillin four parshias. Kadesh, V'yokiv Yachosh, Ma, V'yom Shemoya. If you add another parsha, Chamisho Toitofes betvillin, or besides the four minimum, the Lulev and Esra, Gadasi, Marovas, you take a fifth min. If you do that, that's called Bal Toisev. Frankly, Masho, where do you find Bal Toisev when a woman who's exempt from a mitzvah to go and do a mitzvah? Where do you find this Bal Toisev? Just want to illustrate the Masho's kasha with a moshel from the Duvner Magid. The Duvner Magid is a very cute moshel. He says, there was one time a Yid who had to travel. You know, imagine, he went to Miami for vacation, like the plane loads that are leaving Toronto and New York, they come to Miami. Okay, so he had some expensive items in his house. So he had like a becher, a silver becher. He wanted to leave it in the house, right? It's a marshal. So he goes over to his neighbor and says, listen, I'm going away for a couple of weeks. Take my becher, please store it away from me. Okay. Comes back 2 weeks later from Miami, and the guy says, here's your becher, and here's a little schnapps glazel. Gives him a schnapps, you know, a little silver cup. She says, what's this? He says, what do you mean, what's this? Your becher had a baby. He says, my becher had a baby? He says, yes, this is the becher, this is the baby. Look, they look alike, right? Okay. Are you sure? Yeah, take it. Okay. Becher had a baby. Next year, the guy goes away on a trip, and he had this beautiful, big, long ladle, you know, one of his silver, fancy things that you serve stuff with. And he goes away to Miami, and he comes back 2 weeks, you know, 2 weeks later, and the guy gives him the spoon, and he gives him a little spoon with it. What happened now? Your spoon had a baby. So now we have Basil to baby. Okay, oh, a baby. The year after that, the guy says, okay, now he's going to make some money on this guy. He has a huge candelabra, a huge leichter, and he goes and he gives the leichter to his neighbor to watch, and he goes away, comes back 2 weeks later. So the guy says, okay, where's my leichter? Expecting. He says, your leichter died. He says, my leichter died? He says, well, if spoons can have babies and the becher can have a baby, why can your leichter die as well? That's Bal Toisev. When you start chipping and adding to the mitzvah, subtracting to the mitzvah, then you're going to end up making a mess of a kolaturikul. It's a muscle, right? It's not. But it's a muscle that brings out the idea Al Koponim will remain with the Mashos Kasha. What do we do with Rashi?
Also, didn't Rashi's daughters wear tefillin?
What's that?
Didn't Rashi's daughters wear tefillin?
Okay. So every time I say this year, somebody in the audience, whether it's in Toronto or everywhere, Rashi's daughters wear tefillin. So I'm going to tell you, my dear friend, I've looked for this for about 30 years. If you can find me where it says that Rashi's daughters wore tefillin, I'll sponsor a kugel from Rebbetzin England Jr. 9x13. I'll sponsor you a free kugel. I'm looking for this for years. It doesn't say that anywhere. I'll tell you a little secret, you know. They even have this S to Rabbi in Eretz Yisrael. Well, we sent the Shiloh and they couldn't find it either. And as a matter of fact, it's Mashmen Toises that there's no such a thing. Because Toises, I'll show you later, as a whole sugya, doesn't say that. It doesn't say that anywhere. It says in the Gemara, Michal Bashol, Michal the daughter of Shaul HaMelech, she works film. But it's not written anywhere. I heard it too, but show me. Please, I beg you, show me inside, and the Kugel is all yours. Okay. Now, let's go back. So to answer Rashi from the Machos Kashe, some beautiful telets that I saw from Rav Shach, Zecher Tzadik Livrach. Now, Yezri says a very good telets. Memes, there's a going like that, going in a very Yom Chumash. There's two dealing, two types of Baal Toysev. There's Baal Toysev on a mitzvah, five toitofos, five minim in the lulev, and there's Baal Toysev in the Torah, on the Torah. The Torah gives you certain rules. Don't add to the Torah. And I'll tell you where Rav Shach goes. Rav Shach goes in a Rambam. There's a Rambam that says also Gevaldik Echidish. We know that Bosor Becholov is also Miratoyre, right? Right? It's also Miratoyre. Bosor Oif, chicken, is only Midrabono, right? Because Misha Ishlo Chalevimoy, only animals that have milk and not fowl is only Midrabono, right? Zog the Rambam, if Bezdin would get up and paskin that Bosor Oif Becholov is the Oiraiso, they are Oiver Baltoise. Azo steht in Rambam. Frag the Rive, the Mashos Kashon Rashi. That's not Baltoise. That's not Baltoise. Baltoise is your Moise, five to Tophos and five many. So Trafshar the Zelbe Yesoid. These are Baltoise on the Teire. If the Torah said Bosor Becholov is the Isur, Bosor Behema, Bosor, oh, if you, Bezdin, is trying to create a new aloche, that is considered Baal Toysev. As long as the Shach in the Rambam, and as long as this, what we have to say is what Rashi means. And that's why the Aderes Eliyot, the Goyin, says, the love of Baal Toysev is written twice in the Torah. One time in Voyeschanan, one time in Re'eh. And one is for the conventional Baal Toysev, and one is for this Baal Toysev on the Torah. Fine. Avavel aloche, we don't paskin like Rashi, right? Avavel aloche, or women, do mitzvah seshas man gromo, right? Otherwise, you know, you can tell your wife not to sit in the sukkah with you, tell your mother-in-law not to be in the sukkah with you, right? And people call it Chag Simchas Hoseinu because then the women don't come into the sukkah, right? But aloch, it's not that way. Your wife can sit in the sukkah, your mother-in-law can sit in the sukkah, and that's just the way it is, right? As always, state mefurish in Shulchan Aruch and in Rambam. Now, however, there's a very interesting machlokes. It's really, it's a three-way machlokes. The Rambam and the Mechaber Paskin that women can do the mitzvah. They get schar for doing the mitzvah, but they're not allowed to make a broche. For what? Because the broche is asher kichonu b'mitzvoisov v'tzivonu. How can a woman say asher kichonu b'mitzvoisov v'tzivonu on the tilas lulev? What do you mean v'tzivonu? You were commanded on the tilas lulev. You're not commanded on the tilas lulev. And take the svarim, women do not make a broche on the lulev. Is that correct? Right? They don't make a brocha on the lulav, they don't make a brocha on any mitzvah, on sukkah, and they can do the mitzvah. Behemes, before I tell you what the halacha, what us Ashkenazim do, the Ramo, there's an interesting Yireim. The Yireim wants to say that the mechuyev to make a brocha. Not only they're not allowed to, because the brocha seems to be a chilek of the mitzvah. Midrabanon, once the rabbanon instituted brochas, they're only midrabanon. The brocha is an intrinsic part of the mitzvah. You cannot do the mitzvah without a brocha. The Ramah, which is the Shitas Rabbeinu Tam in a few places, the Ramah takes and he says women are permitted to make brochas. And that's how we paskin. Us Ashkenazim, our women make brochas on the lulev, and they can make brochas on any mitzvah such as mangromo on sukkah. Now, what do we do with the Rambam to Ore Asher Kichonu b'mitzvois of Vetzivonu? Nav Menzogin, that Vetzivonu is a tzivui klali on Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael has this mitzvah. So even though I have a pitur, even though I am exempt from this particular mitzvah, but it's a tzivui and plavi. So, Mashenken, the Rambam understood that tzivoni means on each individual. I am doing the mitzvah, I am mitzvah. Well, a woman can't say that, but the way we understand it, the Ramah and Rabbeinu Tam in Tosfos, they could say. Rabbeinu Tam brings a raya, to this aloche, because the Gemara says Rav Yosef was a sumo. Rav Yosef was blind, lo leinu. And Rav Yosef used to say that if the aloche is that a sumo is potur min mitzvahs, I would be so happy because I am not mitzvah and I'm still doing mitzvah. This concept of volunteer, you volunteer to do the mitzvah. So therefore my reward and my merit in Shomayim is very great. That's what Rav Yosef understood originally. Eventually Rav Yosef came to the conclusion, nay, God la mitzvah ve'oise, yoiser mimishei no mitzvah ve'oise. When you are given a mitzvah and you are commanded to do the mitzvah, your reward is even bigger. And that's the maskone of the Gemole in Bava Kamma, in a few places. If Sofek Tosfos, if Rav Yosef used to be very happy because he thought that he doesn't have to do the mitzvah and he's doing it, what do you mean? What happened to the brocha? So, Rabbeinu Tam, if you learn like the Rambam, he doesn't bring the Rambam, but it says, if you learn like the Rambam, that you don't say broches, haloyif said broches. Rabbi Yosef wouldn't have made broches. So, Rabbeinu Tam, by stories that you make a broche even if you're potur. So, even if a sumo is potur, Rabbi Yosef would have made broches. La havdil, our women, that are pturos, mimitza, seshas, man, gromo, do make broches. That's it, Rabbeinu Tam, that's the Ramah, and that's how we Ashkenazim accustomed. Now, let me tell you an interesting passage. There's a famous Yerushalmi that we all familiar with. I'll tell you where we know this Yerushalmi from. Yerushalmi shteit azoi, kol ha-potur min ha-dovor u-metaymo nikra hediot. If there's a certain mitzvah, you see the example in a moment, and you do the mitzvah, you are a hediot, you are a common, you are a commoner, the word hediot is from Losh, like an idiot, comes from the word hediot, you're a common person, you're not a smart man, you're not a tzaddik, like, what are you doing this? You potur min mitzvah, why are you doing this mitzvah? So shteit in Yerushalmi. You know what this Yerushalmi is brought down? A shteit in Yerushalmi, the Ramah brings it l'aloche. I'm sitting in a sukkah, and it starts raining. Let's say the rain that's proper rain that exempts me from the sukkah, and the aloha is teishu kein todudu. Your sukkah has to be the way you would be at home. If it's gushing water into your house, you'd move out. You go to another room, you go to whoever you want to go to, but you move out of your house. If so, you don't sit in the sukkah when it's raining. Mitzayer potu min ha-sukkah. What about if you say, no, I'm a frum guy and I'm going to sit in the sukkah even though it's raining? Zog di ramo from the Yerushalmi, kol ha-potur min ha-dovor u-mekaymo nikra hediot. What are you doing? It's raining, it's pouring, you get out of there. What's the Reis Takov would say? You know, what are you doing that for? There's absolutely no thing. There's even a way Yontev says, Paket, you may be even doing an avele because you nene from the sukkah because a little rain is being held back by the sukkah. Okay, but that's not for today. I'll go upon him. Azoi shtet Yerushalmi. Oy vazoi. Tell your wife. Kolapotu minadovenu mekaimu nikra ediot. Right? What are you making from mistake? And why are you coming to shul to listen to the shofar? And why are you taking the Lulav HaNezer? And why are you sitting in the sukkah? Right? Why don't we use the rule Nikro Eviot? I don't tap it up. We're making a brocha too. What's the pshat? The answer is like this. You know, they say, how does a Jew answer a question with another question? Right? They once asked the Jew, why do Jews answer questions with another question? He said, why not? Uncle Ponim, we're going to answer this question with another question. There's another Ramah. What's the aloha if I, what do I have to eat to be sitting in the sukkah? Now, Moshul, let's say you take a glass of water. You have to drink water in the sukkah. The answer is no. Has to be a sudiko. Who again? Teishu ken toduru. Right? If I'm thirsty and I want to take a drink of water here in the shul, I don't go home Tere suke to drink water. So therefore you potu. Zog de ramo. But if you are so medagdic and you go into the suke even for a glass of water, areis a meshuba. Wow, that's tremendous. You are really a very praiseworthy guy. What happened? Why don't we say Nikra Hedyot? This is the same Ramot. In one place, Ramot tells you Nikra Hedyot when you don't have to do the mitzvah. In another place, Ramot tells you Areza Meshuvah. So this Agoyim, that message is already written in Rishonim Frier, who's Magdev Zachazoy. The Agdon is like this. Imagine when a person is doing a mitzvah, but there's absolutely no mitzvah. Let's say a guy says, you know, Chanukah, I'm going to sit in the sukkah. I'm very frum. I'm really machmir mitzvahs. Not only sukkahs, Chanukah also want to sit in the sukkah. It's a little worse than Hedyot, right? There's something wrong there, right? There's no mitzvah whatsoever. If there's no mitzvah, what are you doing it for? Nikra Hedyot. When it's raining, there is zero mitzvah. There's no mitzvah. What are you sitting in the sukkah? Get out of there. There's no mitzvah. When it comes to a cup of water, there's a mitzvah called sukkah. No, the amount of water, the amount of food, and the type of food that you're eating, most people wouldn't have to be in the sukkah. But there's a mitzvah of sukkah. You take the mitzvah upon yourself, and you go and you machnish yourself the teichiyuv, so the goin areis a meshuvach. The same thing with our women. There is a mitzvah of sukkah. Right, there's a mitzvah of shofar or talit meaning. Novos, the Torah gave women an excuse, right? Mitzvah sheshas mangramo, you off the hook. But if women decide that they want to be machnes themselves into the chiyuv, areis a meshuvah gesuntehet, do it, and that's not called mikra hedyot.
That's the case, why on the first night it's raining?
What's that?
If that's the case, why on the first night of sukkah, if it's raining,
Okay. Because the first night of Sukkah, there's a big machloikis rishonim. It's not really the topic. Is there petur mitzta'er or not? Poshet we say Sukkah has a petur mitzta'er. Teishuken toturu. The first night of Sukkah, the Gemara says we learn that from matzah. Just like you have to eat matzah the first night, it's not a rishus. It's not you have a choice to eat matzah or potatoes, right? You have to eat matzah. So too in Sukkah, you mechuyev to eat matzah. You mechuyev to eat kazayis bread like matzah. There's no p'tur mitzta'er. Many Rishonim say it's sort of, let's call it the mitzvah's matzah that has no p'tur mitzta'er transferring to Sukkah. Or some Rishonim say no, it's a mitzvah of Sukkah instead of just like a chiyuv, it's a mitzvah chiyuv. So it's a different agdora altogether. Now, so let's go back to the mitzvah of tzitzis, tefillin, right? Let's put aside Rashi's daughters, right? Whether they were tefillin, they didn't wear tefillin, you get the kugel, you don't get the kugel. Let me say, our women do a lot of mitzvahs. Why don't they do tzitzis? Why don't we have talesim on the other side of the mechitza, and let the women put on a talis godl or a talis cotton? They do so many other things. What's so terrible to wear? Why not? Why don't they? Why is the minig that no women, even the unzere bobes and eltere bobes, no one ever heard of women wearing tzitzis or wearing tefillin? So the Kavachayim brings down a very interesting targum, Yoinesom ben Uziel. The Targum Yoinesom ben Uziel in Parshas Kiseitze, there's a pasuk in the Torah, lo yilvash gever simlas isho, velo yisilvash isho simlas gever. A man is not allowed to don himself feminine clothes or do feminine cosmetic acts. So too, a woman cannot do masculine things. So the Targum Yoinesom ben Uziel, therefore, lo hiye goylam de tzitzis utvilin da'ainu tikune gever al itzo. It's much, but somehow the time we're in this, we're talking about Tanoi Misinai, that this mitzvah is like a prohibition on women putting on tzitzis and putting on tefillin, and that's why the meaning is that women take do not put on tzitzis on tefillin, even though they do many, many of the mitzvah sessions mangromo.
Is the Targum Yonasan saying that the beged of the tzitzis is a masculine beged and the tefillin also, but they could put tzitzis on their skirt?
It would seem that they don't put tzitzis on the skirt. Mechuyev they're not for sure, even if the skirt would have four corners. Right? Mechuyev they're not because mitzvah says she has nine gromo. But it seems that they don't. It's something women should not do, tzitzis or tefillin. Another interesting mitzvah says she has nine gromo, that the meaning is that women don't do. Kiddush levono, the mitzvah the rabbono, to say Kiddush Levono, so the moon starts off in the beginning of Rosh Chodesh, so there's different minhagim, some people from the third day, the Svarim, Chassidim, wait till the seventh day, till the moon is really sort of coming out a little bit better, and we say Kiddush Levono. You never heard of a woman making Kiddush Levono, right? It's unheard of. Women don't say Kiddush Levono. So in Mogen Avraham steht a Kiddush, a very big Kiddush. The Mogen Avraham calls Kiddush Levono a mitzvah sazeh she'az man gromo. So Reb Shlomo Kluger asks, why is this a mitzvah sazeh she'az man gromo? It's not a mitzvah that's time bound. It's not the time, it's the Kiddush Levono. If the Levono would come out of the second half of the month, there would have also been a mitzvah of Kiddush Levono. It's not a question of the Levono, of the Zman, of the day of Chves, Tesva of Tishrei, Tesva of Nisan, or Shabbos versus Friday. It's apparently the Mogen Avraham. Somehow, I guess the Mogen Avraham learned that since in the Bria, the Ribbono Shel Olam made the Levono beChidusho only in this time, somehow that makes it a mitzvah Seh Shel Man Gromo. It's a very big Kiddush. But the mind says, Afilu, if you take on the Kiddush of the Mogen Avraham, certainly if we don't, why do women say Kiddush Levono? Why is something that men don't do? Only men do and women don't do. So steht zwei Sachen. There's two things. The Shaloh HaKadosh says, this is a little bit of Pikapoli, that the whole idea of Chet, that the Levono is diminished, the Levono goes down, then the Levono comes back up. That whole concept came through the chet of Chaveh that convinced Adam to do the chet of the Eitz Hadas. Uibazoi, for the women, like we would say, thanks but no thanks. You know, like this mitzvah became somehow exists because of you. So it is somehow not to be done by women, even though many times we say lehepech, because the moshul by chalo we say women have the mitzvah of chalo more than men. Why? Because he kovs a chaloso cheloilom, she destroyed Adam, which was chalo. We bedav can make her do it. Here would seem the opposite. From the shalom hakodesh, the women should refuse some beings on a kitruk against women and don't do it. That's one reason. In chazal soifer steht a gewaldike chiddush. You know. It's a chiddush that many people are going to go like, what? Right? It's a chiddush that's based on the Ashkofas HaTorah. Zogni Chasam Sofer, the mitzvah of Kiddush Levono is to do it outdoors. You're not supposed to do it in a roof. Women don't belong outdoors. You know, it's something hard in our society. Our women drive and our women go and our women come and work. It's hard to understand it, but that's the Ashkofas HaTorah. A mitzvah that's done outdoors, the women should not do Azoi Shtetin Chasam Sofer, and therefore Kiddush Levono is not done. There's a similar Chasam Sofer. Did you ever wonder by Ner Chanukah, okay, so a married woman who said Ner Ishu Veisoi, right? Okay, a woman is Ishtoke Gufo, so she's Yoitze with their husband, right? Lolein, Mom, Grusha lives by herself also. Why don't single girls like Mendora? Now, this goes according to the Ashkenazi meaning, right? In the Ashkenazi meaning that we have, that every boy needs Ishu Veisoi, the way the Rambam, in the Machlokes Tosfos and the Rambam, the way us Ashkenazim do, that every male in the family, Mehadrin mina Mehadrin, with one menorah, but we are mehaber that every male in the family lights a menorah. The Svarim don't. The Svarim, the father lights. Till you get married, you don't light the menorah. Correct? Okay. Now, but the Ashkenazim don't. So why don't the women light? Why don't the girls? Why don't your daughters light a menorah? Let your bas mitzvah daughter, or even younger, als chinuch. Zogdi chasam soifer. Leshitos to the same ashkofer. What's the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is the katchila, the pirsum, it should be outdoors. The way they do it in Eretz Yisrael, the way we used to do it when we were in Golos. The mitzvah to do outdoors. So you want to be mehader, you don't want to be yotze with your father because you want to be mehader in Ner Chanukah. Be mehader in tznius and stay inside. And that's why the minhag is that girls, single girls, don't light the menorah. Again, if a woman lo'aleinu has no husband, has no father, by herself, amona grusha v'shteitnin, she has to light the menorah. But there's another chiddush which is similar to this. There is a very mechudish dika Ramban. The mitzvah called Sfira So'omer. The Chayne Sfira So'omer is one of the most time-bound mitzvahs that exist, right? Because you count between Pesach and Shavuos, right? Those 7 weeks, you don't count Sfira So'omer any other time. The Chayne is a mitzvah seshas magrom. So no, fine, us Ashkenazim, right? We have no problem, women can count Sfira, the Svarim don't, because they're Rambam. In Ramban in Kiddushin, there's a very big Kiddush. The Ramban in Kiddushin says Sfira So'omer is not a mitzvah seshas magrom. How can that be? How can you say it's not a mitzvah seshas man gromol lechayre? It's between Pesach and Shavuos, right? We don't count Sfira So'omer today. So there's one of the achreinim from the Slabotka of Yecheskel, Bonstein, the Divrei Yecheskel, the Yeshivish Sefer. The Divrei Yecheskel says, and this is a big enough community that Gabi Ovezach, you see in a moment, Sfira So'omer doesn't depend on the date. It's not Tezai Nisan till Shavuos. It depends on the Korban Omer. So it's not this man that's greater. If you have a Korban Omer, the Mitm Chanukah, you have to start counting after Chanukah. Why do we don't? The Omer is. So since it depends on the Omer, it's not called Mitzvah Saseshas Mangrom. And according to this, woman would be Mechuyev. What comes out of a big Chiddush La'alocher is a big Machloikis Rishonim. Is Sfiro Bisman Azeh de Oiraiso of Sfiro is the Rabbono. Now, what does it depend on? We don't have Korban Omer. If the Sfira is dependent on the day, not like this Divrei Yecheskel, not like this Biur, depends on the date, so why not? Why should I count Sfira So'omer even Bismana said that it's no Bis HaMikdosh? Masha Enke, the Sfira So'omer depends on the Korban Omer, just like there's no Korban Omer today, there's no Sfira So'omer today, Minatoiro. Elomai, it's a Dindrabor, the Chachom, we're Mekadeshet, it's a replica, Zazeich Lechurm, the way we used to do it. And that's why, by the way, we have a field of the Sfira So'omer, or Achmon, on that Hashem should give on some Mikdosh, that should be, we should be Zoyche the Korban Omer, because right now, it's unfortunate, a mitzvah Drabonon. Only Masha Enke, when Mashiach will come, we can bring Korban Omer, it's going to become a mitzvah de oirais. Till 10, that's when we, okay. And well, one more interesante shaila. Birchas HaToiro, Paskens the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Membov, I believe, that Birchas HaToiro, women can say Birchas HaToiro. Now, the way the Shulchan Aruch paskens like the Rambam, that there is no such a thing as women making a broch or mitzvah saseshu as man gromo, if women are peturos from Talmud Toiro, why should they say Birchas HaToiro? Azoi fregen alve achroyim. So there's different ways to learn. The Goyim says, and according to the Goyim, the Mechaber is going to be difficult. The Goyim says, because they make brochas on every mitzvah, seshas man gromo. So either potur teretzis, we hold like Rabbeinu Tam. So therefore, we should be able to say, women should be able to say Birchas HaToiro as well. To that, we say, that's very nice and dandy according to the Ramo, according to Tosfos. But according to the Mechaber, it's stimmtish, right? The way the Mechaber paskens that women don't make Havloch on Lulav and Sukh and Shofar, so they should not make Birchas HaToiro. So there are Achroinim, the Beis Yosef, the other Achroinim want to say that Be'emes, women are Metzuvah to learn Torah. What do you mean Metzuvah to learn Torah? All the mitzvahs that apply to them. How do you expect a woman to keep Shabbos? How do you expect her to keep Shabbos if she's a Rosh Hilchos Shabbos? How do you expect a Yechvei Sakal that gets married, there's halachas that a married woman needs to know? How do you expect her? She must learn the halachas. A kosher kitchen, a Pesavik kitchen, right? There's no way to do it unless you learn. Oy Bazoi comes out that women are mechuyev in Talmud Torah in what's noigeyavim. They are not mechuyev in Talmud Torah in the pilpul of Talmud Torah. Yechvei said, afyoim is learning yevomis, no? The mitzvah of Yibum should not happen to anybody, right? It's theoretical, Milan, theoretical mitzvahs, but women do not. But the mitzvahs that apply, yes. Oy Bazoi is a mitzvah, even though it's the Pedurus mitamut Torah, but in this chilek of Talmud Torah, they are mechuyev. Now, that's a big chilek. And that's why the Goyim doesn't learn like that. Because this that women have to learn Ilche Shabbos is not a din in Talmud Torah, that's a din in Shabbos. A chilek of every mitzvah is to learn how to do the mitzvah. There's a Rashi in Soite that says there are four halakim, lilmod, ulelamed, lishmo, velasois. Every mitzvah has the theoretical aspect of the mitzvah, and in order to do the mitzvah, but that's not a chilek. If I'm learning how to keep Shabbos, that's a Talmud Torah. For a woman, that's Shabbos. In order to keep Shabbos, you need that. In order to keep Bosa Becholov, you need that. That's why the Goyim doesn't learn like that. The Briskerov comes out with a very, very nice thought. You have to learn the sugyas in Brochus, how the Briskerov ends up, he says, Bilchas HaTorah is an anti-actore. And that's the Pshar and the Bechar. Bilchas HaTorah is not a Bilchas HaMitzvahs, a conventional Bilchas HaMitzvahs. Bilchas HaTorah is as a shvach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. When every time I'm Oisek in Torah, it's a shvach, it's you praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we have such a thing as Torah. And therefore, it's not in the Gedolim of Bilchas HaMitzvahs. And the women praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu because we have the Torah, because what would Claudius so would look without the Torah. And that's why women can say Bilchas HaTorah. Be'emes, with this you explain, I still want to tell you one more thing before this, with this you can explain the Moshul. This Achronim will say every time Shavuos night, you stay up a whole night Shavuos night, and many people say you say Bilchas HaTorah again. Why? I was learning the whole night. I'm not mafsik Torah. If I'm sitting in the sukkah for 7 days, I make one broche. I don't have to make another broche. Why do you have to say Bilchas HaTorah? Because Bilchas HaTorah is a shvach, and the Chachomim were misaken every day to be mishabiach HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we have a Torah, even though you've been learning the whole night. Many other sfonas like that, the fact that you are oisek in Torah, we mishabiach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why women have to do that also. It doesn't go with the gedolim of Bilchas HaMitzvahs. I want to finish with a tshuva from the Moshe Feinstein Zecher Tzadik Livorcho. The Moshe in Niglos Moshe says a tremendous, very difficult shaila. You'll see in a moment. And he answers, normally Niglos Moshe is aloche, is dinim. Here the Moshe goes midgidroi, and he has a whole ashkofe musishmus. A rov in a certain shul asked him the following shaila. I got women that want to put on talesim. I got women, I don't say tefillin, but women, I want to wear talbasin about them. What do I do with them? What should I do? So, Reb Moshe, I'm putting it a little bit, I'm exaggerating, I'm bringing it out a little bit more. For doyres, nobody had that problem. Nobody, no women wanted to put on talis. Everybody did just fine. The bovis did fine, and the other side of the mechitza, the men put on talis, and the men put on tefillin, the women did okay. Mita mol, you're putting on talis. Is that because you loved Ribbono Shel Olam so much that you can't wait to do mitzvahs and it's not enough? It's not enough what Hashem gave me. I need to do more mitzvahs and more mitzvahs. And you're really frumer than your mother, grandmother, and great great grandmother. Is that the pshat? Or the pshat is that it's a treifa ashkofa coming from the street. You don't say these words called women's lip. Women's lib means that women cannot just be spectators in Judaism. Women have to be a chelek of Judaism. Women are not inferior than men. We're going to be the same as men. And if they put a talis, we're going to put a fazokter. Moshe dosis apikursis. That means you're arguing with the Ribbono Shel Olam. When Gozer Chochmoso is bolach, that the neshama of a man has these mitzvahs. The neshama of a woman has those mitzvahs. A woman has this tachlis, a man has this tachlis. And he says, "Mitzchas, we show him to think that women are inferior to men. Chalila v'chas, they are the same. Hakadosh Baruch Hu loves our mothers and wives and daughters the same way that he loves us, if not more. But Hakadosh Baruch Hu saw in the Shoyrish and the Shomo what's the tachlis of a man and what's the tachlis of a woman. If you want to disagree, so to speak, and you're not comfortable with the Chochmoso is Borach what he wants, he says, that is Apikursis. That's can they get called to the Kulo. Baruch Hashem, we are mitzvahs, and Baruch Hashem, our women are ready to do what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. It's not like Bidiyevet, you know, the inferior and the only with Chasvi Sholem. They are just as Choshu, they are just as loved by a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Thank you very much. Good night. Two things.